We return now to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host, Mark Anderson, American Free Press national writer, and we've been talking this first hour with Yves Jux, a member of the Pilgrims of St. Michael, the White Berets, who advocate not just the knowledge of what's wrong with the economy and particularly the banking system, but who talk about a new system, social credit, that is a way out of this quagmire. And that's something I try to focus on both in the pages of American Free Press and on here, is potential solutions, the insight that shows that things are not always as bad as they seem, and the which encourages people. It reinvigorates their morale and gives them the ability to feel a little better about things, to feel like solutions are achievable and not some pipe dream. Yves, getting off my soapbox momentarily, we'll go back to the mechanics of this a little more, but what is the prospects of enough people knowing about this? In other words, just how widespread is the knowledge about social credit? Do you have a handle on that?
Social credit, there's interest all over the world. We have contacts in probably 80 countries in the world. And there's and these are not governments. These are people, individual patriots in their country, that are organizing themselves. A lot of these third world countries, they are actually using the ideas of social credit and started local exchange systems, because over there there's a dire lack of currency, and most people in the, for instance, in Madagascar, the income is a dollar a day.
Ooh.
Now, with the local exchange system that they do with social credit, they infuse coupons as much as needed according to the production of the of that locality, so that they're able to exchange goods and services using the model of social credit.
And so, in other words,
and also receiving a dividend for each member of the community.
So, in other words, it exists kind of on a substrata, sort of a microcosmic rather than macrocosmic level amongst kind of localities, and that's where it's actually practiced. Other than that, it's something that's known about and even advocated by patriots and concerned citizens across the world.
Absolutely, we have bishops, we have cardinals, we have people that of goodwill that come to our international congress every year in September, and we have a week of study where we explain in depth the problem, but also the solution, because we could talk about the problem to a blue in the face, and we'll just get discouraged.
Yeah,
the solution is what gives hope. It's what changes the atmosphere. It really it's fun. It's fun to see the light bulbs light up when the people actually understand the solution.
When the next Congress would be then in September of 2009. Do you know the location yet?
The location is in Rougemont in Canada, near Montreal, around 30 miles east of Montreal, and it's a Labor Day weekend. And it starts on Saturday and ends on Labor Day in 2009.
Interesting. Let's announce that again after these brief messages. Then we go into a long segment. We'll be right back with Yves Jux of the White Berets on social credit, a very innovative remedial system for economics. Stay tuned.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We now return to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. We're going into our second hour talking about social credit with Yves Jacques of the White Berets. He was just saying before the last break how there's a annual conference in September of each year to explain this very insightful, innovative, and very remedial conception of economics known as social credit. A wonderful antidote as I see it. A lot of potential here to the false paradigm of monopoly capitalism and socialistic communism that we've been force-fed by media propagandists, government officials, and the bankers themselves. Let's reiterate, Yves, the town that the next Social Credit Congress will be in Canada. What is that again?
It's called Rougemont. It's R-O-U-G-E-M-O-N-T.
Near Montreal.
And that's 30 miles east of Montreal. And the Congress is the Labor Day weekend. The week of study is the week prior to the Congress. So if you're interested in the study week, then it would be the week prior to Labor Day.
Okay, so the week prior to Labor Day and then the week of Labor Day?
And then the weekend of the Labor Day weekend.
Okay, so does it actually go late August, early September?
Yeah. Yes, with the week of study, yes.
Okay.
Well, I would highly recommend that for the week. The week of study is sufficient to grasp the whole the complete story.
Yes, and the website that you gave the caller earlier, Chris from Illinois, MichaelJournal.org. That's MichaelJournal.org. I'm assuming, as time goes by, would have information on these annual congresses.
Yes, yes.
I would invite all listeners, including those that listen later on the archives, to look at this very seriously, to not just buy into the standard free market versus capitalism, for free market capitalism versus communism dichotomy that we've been given, to think outside the box, to take a serious look at social credit, to consider that some of the free market economists, the Ludwig von Mises school, these sorts of things may have been a little bit misguided in their thinking. And I don't have the last word on some of these issues, but I, based on what I know in 25 years of journalism and research, that there is a lot of misguided talk about the free market. I don't personally think we have a free market at all.
No, it's not free.
I think it's been subsumed in some of the unnecessary regulations. We have regulations where we shouldn't have them, but we don't have the proper regulatory function over our money system where we should have it. And taxes are misplaced or just simply too high. But on that note of taxes, Eves, another thing about social credit, getting back into the system itself, mm-hmm. is that because there's a dividend for all men, women, and children, whether they're employed or not, based on the idea of an economic cooperative or commonwealth, because that is based on productivity, and therefore, as people are more productive, they get a larger dividend, therefore, it does not lend itself to mendicancy or laziness, that people become productive because it not only increases their social dividend, but they have innovative ideas that get onto the market, which would finally be freed from not only heavy taxation, but usury. What a lot of people don't understand is that the cost of borrowing in this debt money system we have is a very real cost in production, just like taxes are. Is that not correct?
Well, absolutely. Inflation, by its very nature, is inflationary. As of taxes as well. So if you eliminate the inflationary mechanism of interest, then the cost of living would decrease.
The cost of production would come in line with reality, because businesses are not putting their own interest, their own usury costs into the cost of labor and production.
Absolutely.
And therefore the final price tag at the retail shelf. And just as high taxes are passed on to the consumer, also the cost of interest, the usury costs, are passed on to the consumer.
Exactly.
So you'd get rid of this this tax that's wound up into everything. A lot of people call it the inflation tax. I really think that's sort of misdirected. I think it's the usury tax.
It really is. It really is.
And taxes, because of this social dividend idea, would be, except for minor necessary fees here and there, would be largely unneeded, even income taxes. Is that correct?
Well, absolutely, because, first of all, we know that the majority of our taxes go for two things in the United States anyways. It's for interest payments towards the debt, and then and it doesn't touch the debt. It's just truly interest payments. In taxes, and then the military. You know, those are the two major things. And with the social credit, that would virtually be eliminated. And then you have the compounded interest. I know that there was an example in 10 years, I think it was Brazil, they borrowed for 40-some billion dollars, and they ended up owing 400 and some billion after 10 years. So compounded interest is where all the taxes are going. You know, we're not against paying the services. We're against paying, servicing the debt is an injustice. We believe that.
Yes, I think that's a critical point, as is the military point. Here you have social credit, a system, because of its very nature, would largely eliminate the need for taxation of any kind, particularly confiscatory taxes like income and property taxes, where if you don't pay them, then property is confiscated. That's largely eliminated. And another huge thing, is that the current system, the only kind of injection into this anemic body politic that is our ailing economy that I mentioned earlier, the only thing that works in this current system is something that requires a lot of manpower and materiel, and that's war. So war becomes almost a necessity to keep this ailing body politic from dying altogether, and hence our war system. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, and then there's the other issue that we, in order to create jobs, we have to create things that are not non-consumable. So military hardware is very thought for, because we don't consume, eat military hardware. Those are things that are created just for the sake of creating jobs for people to be able to buy the goods that they need. But we really have a war economy, and that's one of the things that Douglas said, that this present economic system, because of the lack of purchasing power in the hands of the consumer, we have to create useless jobs in order for people to get more purchasing power.
Yes,
so and, it would eliminate that.
Yeah, and war is the big boon in an otherwise anemic economy, as I've understood reading the book In This Age of Plenty, A New Conception of Economic Social Credit, which I'm sure is available at that website.
Yes,
MichaelJournal.org. That's MichaelJournal.org. You know, that's critical, because it's terrible. It's dehumanizing and just wasteful and extremely tragic that we have to have an economic system where money is lent into existence at enormous, perpetual, unending interest, and that system, in order to stay alive, has to have something as terrible as killing our fellow human beings across the world just to keep the economy going. I mean, what a slap in the face to our dignity and our humanity.
Absolutely.
You know,
just look at the economy right now. We're in the process of borrowing $7 trillion to bail out the banks. We're borrowing from the banks to bail out the banks. It's paradoxical. It's so idiotic. It doesn't make any sense at all. And you know, when we look at social credit, this problem would not be a problem, because what we would say is that the goods exist and money needs to be put in circulation as goods exist. And the fictitious crisis that they've created is really to bring down the United States.
It's terrible, and of course other countries like your native land of Canada are not immune. It is amazing that any private interest, such as these bankers, could have that kind of power over people, and hence the observation we made earlier that the first concept, of course, is to get social credit out from the local community level, where it's being implemented in a small way, and out of our books and out of our minds into the greater body politic. And that's of course that knowledge that you and I are trying to help spread even today is the critical thing. And of course, that first step where people realize, oh my gosh, we cannot have banks creating money, we cannot have every shred of currency that comes into existence be a representation of debt. We can spend it into circulation, print our own debt-free, and these bankers, Eves, are not going to give this up without a murderous struggle. That kind of corruption of the human soul, they're not going to give this up without a fight, probably the fight of all fights, the most titanic struggle probably in mankind's history. What do you think it's going to take? Because these crises they create are probably one of the very things that they do to keep people sort of spinning their wheels, so we can't get a clear look at what's happening. They'd probably resort to more crisis mongering, correct?
Oh, absolutely, because we know that they're going towards this world currency, and that they really want to bring down even the Federal Reserve. They'll bring down the Federal Reserve to put a bigger monster in its place. The Federal Reserve is not out of the question that they're going to abolish it, because a lot of people talk about it.
Hold that thought, Eves. We got just a few seconds here. We're going into a break. We'll return with more on social credit here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
We return now to When Worlds Collide here at RBN, continuing our enlightening discussion with Yves Jacques of the White Berets, the Pilgrims of St. Michael, talking about social credit, a very promising conception of economics that is a welcome antidote, as I see it, to the dichotomy of free market capitalism and the captive market under socialist communism. We were just talking about how difficult it would be, although how fundamentally necessary it is, to spread the word about this, to bring it out from our bookshelves and our coffee table discussions and the sort of microcosmic use of social credit principles in communities around the world. In Madagascar even was mentioned earlier, to bring it from that substrata into the greater body politic, and how the banking cartel, the ones that issue the money improperly. They've stolen this sovereign government power in the United States. It was 95 years ago. The Bank of Canada was founded around the same time. They've stolen this crucial fourth element. We have legislative, judicial, executive, but the monetary power was taken from us by these brainy brigands. And it's, we need to return it. We need to print our own money debt-free, get out from this debt slavery on the both the personal and public level of debt. And we were talking, as I say, about just how hard this will be in this first initial step to get the ship of state righted so we don't go into a world currency, but instead forego that option and revert back to a national sovereign currency. And it's going to be a tough one. Once it's in place, of course, it would bring so many benefits as we've already described here. But we also have a caller. We'll get to him in just a second. That is the big kahuna, correct, to get not only the knowledge spread around enough, but to get the courage amongst government officials, finance ministers, whomever, congressmen, the courage to make the change and the tenacity to fight the bankers as Andrew Jackson once did in the United States.
Well, absolutely. We know that we have to get to our congressmen, we have to get to our people of goodwill, professionals, and make them or persuade them to see that to see that there is an alternative. Like a lot of these people also know that this the system is wrong. They know that there's but they don't have anything substantial to fight it. And so social credit is an awesome tool to enlighten the people and really give them hope, and also really bring substantial change in our country.
What I like about it is that it demystifies economics, as we alluded to earlier. If you liken the banking system to a magician like David Copperfield, he's got to keep those secrets behind the curtain hidden, or his magic is no longer magic. It demystifies it so the average person can understand not only what's wrong, but how to make things right. And then no longer could the bankers pull off their sleight of hand. Is that not correct? I mean, that's the big thing here. It wipes the fog off the window permanently.
Yeah. You have to shed the light at the problem.
And keep it there.
And keep it there. And then also, you know, using the information that we have, you know, basically natural law, and saying that we need to create a system that is conformed to reality, to natural law, and that's what social credit is attempting and doing, is just that money is just a reflection of reality, not wealth itself. So in a social credit system, money is just a symbol that represents what really exists, wealth for the country.
And both in terms of natural resources, labor, productivity, the social dividend goes to all unemployed and employed to enable them to buy surpluses, to keep the equilibrium there. The money never outpaces production, therefore there's never any inflation, and the amount of money is never behind production, therefore there's no deflation.
I'd like to mention just briefly, and I
then we'll get to the caller. Go on. But.
Okay. Well, the issue also of the compensated discount, which is the third branch of social credit. Maybe we could talk about it a little later. But basically, it's a safety valve in order to protect us from inflation. It's a very very unique mechanism that basically makes a calculation of the amount of production in the country and the purchasing power in the hands of the consumer, and then there's an equation done, and then at the retailer, just like the income tax that we have today, not the income tax but the sales tax today, there's an adjustment in the price according to in other words according to what the purchasing power the people have in their pockets. So for instance, I'll just give you a brief. If there's $100 in circulation, but there's $150 worth of production, then the adjustment in price would be adjusted at the retailer, so that people could buy what exists. So it's anti-inflationary.
So the retailer may sell below. We have a message coming up. Then we'll get to the caller. Please hang on, caller. We're doing our best here. The retailer would sell a little bit below what he may desire, but then he'd get a rebate through the system to make up for it.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, hang on. We got brief messages. Then we'll be going to the bottom of the hour, then into a longer segment. Hang on, caller. Dennis from Michigan. We'll be right back here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system that has proven and guaranteed results for 15 years? I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My system has helped tens of thousands of people that realized they had way too much credit card debt or just could not or did not want to continue paying credit card companies.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees. I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
I have trained over 80 attorneys in at least 15 states on how to use my system and get their clients out of debt in 90 days. But you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors. No need to pay legal fees or make a federal case out of your situation. Call my team today at 321-747-0264 or visit johnglia.com and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. That's 321-747-0264 and johnglia.com.
We now return to When Worlds Collide here in RBN, and we'll go right to our caller, Dennis from Michigan, who's been patiently hanging on. What would you like to add here, Dennis?
This is an excellent show. I was wondering, back in the pre-revolution colonial days, there was a system in place called Colonial Script, and I was wondering if this was anything similar to that. I know American Free Press, and possibly it was a Spotlight some years back, wrote an article about Colonial Script, and at that time, I think it was in the 1760s, thereabouts, Benjamin Franklin had gone over to England and was visiting with King George, and at that time, England was in economic upheaval, and the colonies were rather stable. And Benjamin Franklin told King George that he attributed a lot of the stability to the Colonial Script system. And I was wondering if this system here is similar to that.
It is. It is. As a matter of fact, in the book, In This Age of Plenty, we talk about the Colonial Script.
Oh, okay.
Because it is basically the creation of money, honest money, based on production. It wasn't based on gold. It wasn't based on all the precious metal. It was just based on goodwill and the production of the colonies, and it was the most prosperous time of the colonies, and,
exactly.
and then when they took the colonial scripts out of circulation by law through the king, because the Bank of England didn't like the prosperity that we were having, so they obliged us to go into a debt system with the Bank of England. And primarily, that's why the colonists decided to secede, not because of just taxation. If they had the money, if they had an honest money system, the taxes wouldn't have been an issue. It's really the debt money system that they opposed.
Isn't that interesting that we've been given this sort of half-truth that it was a tea tax and they all stormed the citadels? I always thought that sounded half-baked. Now I know why.
Mark, I was wondering, is this book, Age of Plenty, available through American Free Press? Or do we have to go to, I believe you left an address, michaeljournal.org.
Yeah, you could order it there, and possibly in the future, the American Free Press could have some available as well.
Yeah, I'll look into that. In the meantime, what American Free Press has is a report by the late Sheldon Emery, who was, you could say, a social credit advocate, and it's called Billions for the Bankers, Debts for the People. It's an insert pull-out report that is one of the most enlightening things you'll ever read for a article of its length. That can be ordered through AmericanFreePress.net or call 888-699-NEWS. That's Billions for the Bankers, Debts for the People, the special report. We also have one on auditing the Fed, and I was just, as a footnote, at the End the Fed rally in D.C. this past Saturday where I briefly spoke and handed out those two reports in spades, standing right in front of the Board of Governors building. It was quite an experience. On that note, the colonial script provides a very good lesson. And I even heard from Steve Zerlinga of American Monetary Institute, this might be of interest to you both, that the legendary inflation of post-World War I Germany, where we are told the money was so worthless that you people were burning it rather than using it, or it costs a million marks to buy a dozen eggs or something like that. But what Zerlinga said is that was not German government money that brought about that hyperinflation, but private bank money, and that the U.S. allies even encouraged the privatization of the German banks, which brought on that hyperinflation. In other words, that hyperinflation was a product of private manipulation like we have now, not government money, not sovereign money. So that, too, might be enveloped in falsehood, just like we're told the colonials, continentals, and their own money was worthless. A lot of your free market economists, so-called, will tell us this.
Mm-hmm. Well, you just look at the word economia, which means home rule. Well, if we really have a true, which home would not have rules that are sensible and that would benefit all its members? When we talk about economics today, it's laughable as far as home rule. We do everything against the home. We're stealing what's in the house. We're putting the people in the poorhouse.
Yeah, and the outsourcing of jobs, the deindustrialization of the country calls in a whole new question on basing money on productivity when you have such a lack of productivity and we're dependent on imports. We'll save that for a future conversation on this show. We won't get into that today. Dennis, would you like to add something?
Just real quickly, Eves, I was wondering, will there be any more seminars in the United States?
Well, I am open to give talks there's an audience. Right now I'm going to next week I'm going to California for 3 weeks in a talking tour. I'm going to San Francisco, Santa Maria, Los Angeles, and I already have several groups that I'm going to talk to. So if you have any interest in your area, you could contact us, and we'll definitely.
How can we contact you, Eves?
Okay, well, I could give you my the 888 number of the Michael Journal. It's 1-888-858-2163.
Okay. Say it again.
It's 888-858-2163. and that's for the Michael Journal.
Eves, I think your message must get out to the American people. This is such a vast subject that, as Mark said, will require a lot of delving and talking about and
absolutely
hashing. And boy, I'll tell you, I hope everyone that hears this show could get involved in this. This is very, very important. I think it's right at the foundations of how we can turn this country around and get us going in the right direction.
It's a viable solution. It's based on reality. It's based on the natural
right. You
law.
Know, everybody's frustrated. There's an enormous amount of frustration in America today, and I'm sure in Canada. And people just don't know what to do and what direction to go in. And they're frustrated, and they're just wringing their hands, you know, watching things as they occur.
They need to be enlightened on the truth of the system, because a lot of the people they see this and they don't know where to go.
No, they don't.
They have no solution. Even those who know the Federal Reserve is corrupt, they have nothing viable to oppose it.
Exactly, they don't have an alternative to it. And this is what I see so far on the surface here that you have, is you have the answer. Instead of just hand-wringing, you have the answer. And I'll get off the air and let you gentlemen go ahead and divulge more of this discussion.
And another book that you might want to get is the 10 Lessons on Social Credit, which is very, very simple. It starts with the ABCs, basically, and it goes step-by-step explaining how we could have a viable money system, and it's just 100 and so some pages, so it's very easy reading.
Okay, mm-hmm. And that's available
also on the website.
On the website,
yeah.
Okay,
thanks for your valuable contribution, Dennis.
Thank you very much, and Eves, God bless you, and keep up the good work.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, spread the word. We'll have Eves and other social creditors on the show in the near future.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Thank you,
Eves. Interesting things he brought up. It's certainly heartening to hear that you're doing a speaking tour yourself. Do you speak year-round, or is it sort of sporadic? Or
I have a business of my own, and now I've basically put it in the hands of the rest of the family, and I've decided in the last month, because of the crisis that we're going into right now, I felt that the need to be more active and then to truly get the word out.
I see. Well, we'll certainly do what we can to promote this speaking tour here and there. You say you got California coming up. Do we want to give the exact dates and locations? Is that kosher?
Okay. Well, the locations. Well, they would have to call the office at the time. The dates, I do have some things in San Francisco, the 6th and the 7th, and then I'm going to be in the near in Bakersfield or the Los Angeles area on the 11th and 12th, and then I'll be here and there in between. I'm going to Santa Maria as well. So
okay, I will get back to you and about that.
Okay.
And to get more on the upcoming programs, but California in early to mid-December, including San Francisco, I think you said, the 6th and 7th?
Yes.
And Los Angeles again is?
Los Angeles, it'll probably be around the 10th, 11th, 12th, and probably on after that, because it's an open program at this point.
Now,
I do have meetings coming, but they're I know that there it's an open program, so it's what comes up at the time.
Okay, and are your hosts like civics groups, or are they other Catholic groups? Are they
there's most of the groups that we have in California, they're Catholic groups that are very interested in the social issue,
mm-hmm.
and but they're also civic groups that we are going to be talking as well.
I see. Do any fraternal organizations take interest? Your
fraternal in what sense?
Oh, Rotarians, the Moose Lodges, your Knights of Columbus.
I try not to.
Oh,
well. You mean like Masonic, you mean? Or
you wrote Rotary groups or any of them. Do they take an interest?
We get very little calls from them.
Yeah, that's because sometimes those groups can be sort of a halfway house between getting the word out, you know, sort of that midway, because a lot of them are local officials. They're
right.
You know, they're the local mayor, they're the local city councilman, and well, we'll see.
I'm open to all those, of course.
Right.
We do need to get the word out there. But there's, of course, many of the, you could say, the Illuminati groups or Masonic groups are usually the biggest protectors of the present system.
Yeah, and Henry Macau is a well-known columnist. He's an RBN radio host like me. He, in a very bold way, points out that a lot of this Masonry and Illuminism has percolated down into surprisingly local levels, and you seem to be at least implying that, and that they, for whatever vested interests or blackmail or whatever may be going on, that they tend to protect this current system, hellacious though it may be.
Usually, yes. I know that there are some people that are oblivious to the whole situation, and they would themselves be against the Federal Reserve cartel. But I don't think that that's the majority of those groups.
Yeah, a lot of them simply don't know either way.
Yeah.
And they'd be afraid to rock the boat, if only for personal preservation.
Possibly.
We have a few minutes left here, and going into the last 10, 12 minutes of the total show, we got one more set of breaks before we're done. We've learned a lot about social credit today. We'll certainly have you on more. This book, which is available at themichaeljournal.org, is called In This Age of Plenty, A New Conception of Economic Social Credit by Lewis Even. Now, he sort of took over where the founder left off, correct, this author, Lewis
Absolutely.
Even?
Absolutely. It was in 1934. Basically founded the Fellowship of St. Michael right in the heart of the Depression. So his audience was, they were all ears, and it had a great momentum for several years in Canada. Unfortunately, in the 50s, people got a little antsy, and they wanted the results very quickly. And so they founded a social credit party in Canada, and what happened, because finance got into the bankers got into the financing of these parties, they dropped the principles of social credit. Even the creation of money was not on the table. So there's plenty of enemies out there trying to fog the principle of social credit, but I think Lewis Even continued through the education and through the Michael Journal, the publication, the publication, and that message resonates very strongly all over the world, particularly the poor countries where they're hit the hardest because of the banking system. But now that is also changing, because there's many. Because of the economic crisis in the United States, there's a renewed interest on the whole matter of social credit.
That's encouraging to hear. Certainly, it's true that we are now in the economic dire straits that at least are similar to the Great Depression, where we have an incredible opportunity for people to listen much more closely than they otherwise would have. Gas prices going down welcomely are not enough to get people out of this realization that we're in a real can of worms here financially. And so I think a lot of the elements are there for a welcome reception to social credit. People are very jittery, as the caller Dennis alluded to. And so we have that going for us. I think it's just a matter of publicity and getting the word out and getting enough of a groundswell to where congressmen who are beholden to this current system can begin to find an off-ramp to that, onto this, and knowing they have an alternative, maybe that would encourage them to break ranks with this, I can only call it satanic usury system that we have now.
Absolutely. When you think of the present system and how we're we're basically creating money willy nilly, you know, and with no regard of the reality, and that we are probably going into hyperinflation in a very short period of time
because they're going to throw a lot of money at our relative lack of productivity.
Exactly. So it's this system is truly there is no create the crisis as they will, and it has no science. It's scientific, but only to their advantage, not to the advantage of the.
Okay, we have a few messages. Then I'll be back with my final word and any last comments from our guest.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40, and by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
We now return to the final few minutes of When Worlds Collide here on RBN. I want to thank Yves Jacques, a expert on social credit, who's going to soon be touring in California on that, for explaining the basic principles of social credit. Thanks for being on today.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Best of luck to you. Again, that's the book on social credit, a innovative and very curative way of looking at our economy, analyzing what's wrong and how to fix it. This book, In This Age of Plenty, is at themichaeljournal.org, or you can call 888 888- 888-858-2163, I believe.
Yes.
888-858-2163, or go to themichaeljournal.org. And there's also a smaller book on, I believe it's 10 Principles of Social Credit.
Uh-huh, yes.
And I will now go into my final commentary. Thanks again, Eve.
Well, thank you.
Listen in, Phil, if you want. Yeah, we'll have you on, and you and others like you in the future.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
God bless.
And God bless you, too. And in my final word, I want to mention that the American Monetary Institute, where I met Eve this past September in Chicago, run by a very innovative thinker, Steve Zerlinga. They have just announced, this just in, as they say, conferences, New York City, Monday, December 1st. You can call 224-805-2200 at Henry George School. That's New York City, December 1st. Call 224-805-2200. They're also having a Sherborne, Massachusetts program, Saturday, December 7th. And you can ask about that, too, at that phone number. The American Monetary Institute includes the American Monetary Act, which is a proposed law that would inaugurate much of what's described in the social credit concept. And in my final word, I just want to point out, ladies and gentlemen, that social credit is a tremendous example of how real, actual solutions can be brought forth, that there are soluble problems out there, that the things that confront us are not always overwhelming, domineering problems, but are actually solvable and are partially bluff. They're not completely hopeless. The powers that be do not have a total control over the world. They have a very large degree of control, but they also want to make us think that they're more powerful than they really are. Their Achilles heel is sometimes right there in front of us, and yet we don't see it. We're very diverted, we're very confused, we're very confounded by what's happening. But we have to open our eyes, sit back, look clearly, see their Achilles heel, and fire away, legally speaking, of course, speaking in nonviolent remedial terms, social credit being a very concrete, very realizable, I believe, ultimately, solution to this vexing problem of usury, where financial gurus and private bankers have got the country by the scruff, where our legislative, judicial, and executive powers have been rendered largely, I guess you'd say, neutralized by the one ultimate control, and that's control over the money and credit of a nation. If you control that, it doesn't matter who writes the laws, as one of the Rothschilds said. Very true. He was being very honest. An honest tyranny would be preferable to a dishonest freedom. And we can only hope that the solutions such as social credit will spread wider and quickly. That's something that's certainly a mission of this show, which is on every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, noon to 2 p.m. Tuesdays, live here on RBN. And I'm your host, Mark Anderson, National American Free Press writer. Look for the current CFR, current issue of AFP number 48 for an article on the CFR moving more up in Washington, for the Gulf War Illness Report, some real changes there. Check it out. Call AmericanFreePress.net online or call 888-699-NEWS. We'll see you next time on this show.
Gold has been.